Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Afternoon, all. Thank you for being with us this afternoon at 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Markets Talk Line, 1-800-347-1063, as we talk to Jonathan in Greenville. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, I was just wanting to talk about the D.C. riots.
Yeah.
And don't the Capitol Police, don't they report directly to Pelosi?
I'm not sure what the exact chain of command is, but at some point they do. Yeah, the leadership of Congress controls pretty much everything that happens on Capitol Hill. So whether there are intermediate authorities in there or not, I'm not sure. But yeah, at some point they do. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, because it's already come out that the FBI had warned them that, you know, there was going to be some staged events that were going to happen.
Oh, that seems very real. You're right that they screwed up big time. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just don't understand why they're trying to blame it all on Trump when he was, you know, peacefully is
the react. Well, he did say peacefully once, and he also said a lot of other things that were inflammatory. And if he had even bothered to look at the crowd, he would have realized that his remarks had this potential. Plus, he watched for 4 hours while that Capitol building was being torn apart and did nothing. I mean, some of the blame's got to go to him, but the actual instigation of it, there were people clearly in Washington that day, Jonathan, who were there to cause trouble, and you don't create pipe bombs overnight. There were some people there who were trying to cause trouble, but the president didn't help things any.
Yeah, I mean, the president should have come out sooner, but he did post a video at some point asking people.
Yeah,
at
4 hours.
Like
4 hours.
And I know that
after people
were already
dead.
Yeah, and they were fighting with the police 36 minutes before the speech ever started at the Capitol.
I'm told that there was some such fighting, but again, as I said, that not everybody who was at that rally was behind what happened on Capitol Hill. Yes, we know that.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see how all the blame could be put on Trump.
All the blame should not be put on Trump. I'm with you. The most of the blame should not be put on Trump. I'm merely saying some of it.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Okay. I agree with you completely. And those who try to put it all on Trump, they have an agenda, Jonathan. And it's not just all on Trump either. It's anybody who ever supported Donald Trump, anybody who ever attended a MAGA rally, anybody who ever had a MAGA hat, anybody who worked for the president. Oh, it's all inclusive. Absolutely. You are absolutely correct.
Yeah, it's troubling. It's definitely troubling.
It's very troubling, and people should be held accountable for it. But again, it's not likely to happen anytime soon, I regret to say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. Well, I appreciate you taking my call.
I appreciate your thoughts, Jonathan, and you're correct that those who try to put all the blame on Donald Trump and Donald Trump supporters are people with an agenda, and they should be certainly put in their place. It's now 10 minutes past 5. Let's talk to Mike in Greenville on the Charlie James Show. Jim Bohannon here. And hello, Mike. Good to have you with us.
How are we doing?
Fine. Thank you.
There's nothing Trump could have done other than put the 1st Marine Division around the Capitol building.
Oh, he could have gone on radio, TV, and Facebook and YouTube, and many of those people would have stopped. Certainly not the ones who were there to cause trouble, but many of those people would have backed away. He could have done that. He could at least have made the effort. He didn't.
I think they were out of control before. It started 20 minutes before he said anything.
Some of it did. Most of it waited for the crowd to show up. And again, he could have at least made the effort, and he did not. He watched for 4 hours while this was taking place.
The Capitol Police ignored the warnings from the intel community.
That is true. Apparently, it certainly so seems.
Of that witch from San Francisco.
That is certainly the way it seems, although, again, I don't know the extent to which the decision that was made to ignore the intelligence went directly to her. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, although I'll put it this way. If Nancy Pelosi had had word that she was at all fearful for her position and her gavel and all the rest of that, I think she would have immediately jumped on him to get all the security in the world. I suspect she just was never told.
This is going to wind up in a civil war before this is over with.
No, it's not going to wind up in a civil war. It's going to wind up with the people who decided to cause trouble getting prosecuted and going to jail.
No, I'm talking about the political. What the left is doing is going to do away with the two-party system. It's almost done now. The uniparty.
No, it's not. And then how come the Republicans gained seats in the House and the Democrats didn't take a clean victory in the Senate? And the answer is because the two-party system is not even remotely done, Mike. Let's go to Dan and Taylor's now. And Dan, good afternoon.
Hi. Hadn't President Trump been banned on Twitter by the time all of this happened?
No, but again, that wouldn't have kept him from going on radio and TV, and it wouldn't have kept him from going on YouTube and Facebook and things of that nature. When the president issues a call like that, people would have carried it.
How many of those people that were rioting were looking at their iPhones and listening to Twitter or listening to a radio?
Many probably were. Americans we're always glued to our phones. Many were. It would have swept through the crowd that the president is saying disperse, and most of the people who were at least watching would have dispersed. Now, there were certainly those who were there to deliberately cause trouble who would not have dispersed, but many of them would have dispersed.
Right, and the other thing is, I seem to recall, was it June, July, they had to, they tried to breach the White House.
Yeah, but nobody got any close to, nobody got close to breaching the White House. I mean.
Okay, but several Secret Service agents were injured, hurt. And then what was the Democrats' concern? That they used tear gas on the people that were rioting. And then they came out and said, actually, no, it was some kind of smoke. And that was a big back and forth. But, I mean, this for 4 years, whatever Trump does is wrong, and people sit in a room and say, how can we spin this? Joe Biden said he ran for president because of Trump's Charlottesville comment, which is, you know, even Jake Tapper admitted that was a lie. But I just, you know, you're right.
No, I mean, Joe Biden ran for president because Joe Biden has lusted after the presidency for the last 30-some years.
Yes, but there is video of Joe Biden in front of a camera saying, I had to run for president because of what he said. Now,
whatever. I'm becoming less and less concerned about what the Bidens and Trumps of the world say in front of a camera. Joe Biden ran for president because he wanted to be president, and he would have used any excuse whatsoever to run.
I'll give you that. I mean, you're right. You know, he's been shamed out of it once before. And
well, he didn't get shamed out of it. He just flat ran and lost. I mean, he had no support. He ran in 1988 and got beaten terribly. Well, he ran in 2008 and got beaten terribly. But Obama decided to make him vice president. I mean, this is the first time he's ever come close to having a winning race for the presidency.
Right. But my point is, and it's still, this is political opportunism. I mean, they're screaming for Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley because they wanted to investigate the election.
And they had every right to do so, and the people who are screaming for Hawley and Cruz are dead wrong. Hawley and Cruz never called for violence of any sort.
I understand that, but my point is, we're going to sweep the decks. I mean, they've already got where you can't mention the election anymore in any social media. And Karl Rove.
Well, that's not true. I mentioned the election all the time on social media. And not in the way that the powers that be would like either.
Well, I know Stop the Steal has been banned on I think Facebook.
Some have, and let's face it, the people who run the big internet social media are people who need to be held to account. And in some cases, these things may need to be broken up, and Section 230 needs to be repealed. I would agree. If you wish to say more, you are welcome to stick on the line here. It's now 515 at 1063 WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Afternoon, all, and thank you for being with us today at 1063 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Also, of course, at 1063WORD.com, at 101.5 FM in Anderson, at 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca. Our Ingalls Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, 71307. And the Bob Minute there from Bob McLean, a point that is very worth emphasizing. Bob is exactly right, and we need to make sure that all of the people who wind up getting arrested have their full circumstances explained loudly and publicly. That there should be complete coverage, for example, of every such court case, and that we should know who they are and where they came from and what their background is. And you will find that a lot of them, in fact, as Bob correctly noted, had no known connection to Donald Trump. Absolutely, I am sure, without a doubt, correct that you will find that many of the troublemakers, all of them, I doubt that very seriously, frankly. That there were some, the Air Force captain, who unfortunately was the one who wound up, one of those who wound up getting killed. By her background, we are told she was a Trump supporter. We do not know that she broke into the Capitol, but she entered after somebody else had broken in. And that's, at the very least, trespassing. Now, should she have been shot? I don't know the circumstances. I know that the Capitol Hill police were beleaguered at that point. They were being assaulted. And again, I don't know. Maybe she was standing there. She was an innocent bystander. I don't know. She shouldn't have been there. She should have been outside. So, for what it's worth. 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Markets talk line. And here is Tim in Traveler's Rest. Hello, Tim.
Well, hello, legendary Jim Bohannon.
Yeah, that legendary thing. I don't buy legendary, but that's what they keep saying. So what the heck?
Hey, Jimbo, I think you're wrong on the Civil War. I think we got one coming.
Well, maybe.
I don't believe we're going to have a Civil War as we're going to be shooting in our streets or that there's going to be bloodshed or anything like that. But I do think that we are in for some of the most uncivil politics that you can imagine. I'm thinking that we're coming to the point of, like we used to see in Taiwan, where the legislatures would fight across the speaker's desk and stuff.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but I must say that it wouldn't totally surprise me. That level of dissension is not out of the question, Tim. I got to give you that.
I just really believe it's coming. I mean, we can't do we can't treat people the way we're treating them and think it's just going to continue.
Agreed. Absolutely.
All right. Well, you have a great day, Jimbo.
Yes, sir. You have a great day as well. Appreciate your thoughts and your calls. As we have now 525 at 106.3 WORD and Brian in Greenville. Good afternoon, Brian.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Thank you.
Good. Listen, I'm an independent, and I have voted Democrat the last couple of times, so I know after I get off the phone, the calls are going to be rolling in. Mm. I watch MSNBC, but when I'm in Greenville, I like to listen to the talk radio and get the other side of perspective. Mm-hmm. I have an issue, though. Mm-hmm. All of your callers, all the callers from the Tara Show in the morning and the Rush Limbaugh, all these diehard Republicans, all you hear from them is civil war. We're going to civil war. Get your guns. We've got to fight harder. We've got to.
I haven't heard anybody say exactly what you're saying. As a matter of fact, I've heard people who think that we're in for tougher times. I haven't heard anybody calling for outright insurrection. But I mean, that just is an exaggeration of the left, to be quite blunt about it.
The two callers before the caller before the last caller was talking about it, and it's spoken a lot.
Yeah, but they weren't calling for it. You do understand the difference, right, Brian? They weren't calling for it.
Okay, but they are talking about it. So,
well, so are you.
When you are constantly, but you're right. But my point is that when you are constantly talking about civil war or arming ourselves, like the Tara Show last week said, I full-heartedly believe that conservatives are going to move to a corner of the country and then we're going to break off from the union. I mean, this talk is crazy. Mm. It's crazy.
And yet here we are talking about it, Brian, me and you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we are. Here's my thing. Mm-hmm. We've got to stop worrying about which side is winning, whether it be the Democrats or the Republicans, because the bottom line is the American people aren't winning. So, you know, this compromise has become a dirty word in politics, and it shouldn't be. Each side should get a little bit of what they want, and each side should not get a little bit what they want.
Compromise, I grant you, is not a four-letter word. I grant you that. But I don't see, for example, Joe Biden talk so big about unity and the like, and then he puts forward an agenda which doesn't do any of that. So, I mean, who's pushing compromise at the federal level? Certainly not Biden, certainly not Pelosi, and certainly not Schumer. Maybe since you say you're a Democrat, maybe you should get in touch with some of those people and let them know how you feel about that, Brian.
Jim, play my statement. When I got on the phone, I said, I am a registered independent.
Okay, then fine. But you also lean left and you listen to MSNBC. Well, the people in charge are people who you should let them know how you feel.
But I also listen to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should still let them know how you feel. But just because people on the right don't automatically roll over and play dead for every left-wing proposal put forward, that doesn't mean we're the ones who are fighting discord. If you'd like to offer more thoughts, Brian, you're welcome to do so, but we are at a break, and we will come back with more. Jim Bohannon on the Charlie James Show at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Glad to have you aboard this afternoon as we look out on, yes, a very divided nation, no question about it. Time now is 5:29.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Afternoon, all. Thanks for being with us this afternoon on the Charlie James Thing at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. And I think we had Brian in Greenville. Well, we didn't finish your comment, so we can wrap you up here. What else did you have to add? Or let's put it this way. Are you there, Brian, in Greenville? Well, somebody is.
Jim, you there?
Yes, I certainly am. We'll wrap up your comments. Go ahead. What else did you have to add?
I just think that all this talk of fighting and civil war, and it's not good for either side. And then you get a certain percentage of the population that believes this talk, and they take it to heart.
Yeah, like, for example, people who tried to burn down Minneapolis, Portland, and Seattle, among other places. Yeah, some of those people believe that, too.
I don't, Jim, agree with the burning down of buildings and destruction, okay? I mean, right. if the Trump protesters had protested peacefully, then it would have been
mostly
just
they
Trump
do. We
rally.
Don't know how many of those people who took part in the violence were in fact Trump backers. We do know the history of Trump rallies; they are extremely peaceful.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, there's a lot of these people that they go on their Facebook and they like Jake Angeli. He's been a Trump supporter from the start. He's been at multiple MAGA rallies.
We're talking about people here who attend Trump rallies. Trump rallies have tended to be extremely peaceful.
Okay.
Yes.
So what happened with this one? Was it?
Well, I think first of all, you had a lot of very frustrated people. Since you asked, I'll answer. Since you had a lot of very frustrated people. You had a president who used some inflammatory rhetoric, who barely mentioned be peaceful, then waited 4 hours to say anything. And you also had people who clearly had shown up prepared to start trouble. Now, who were they? I'd very much like to find out. Were they Trump backers? Certainly not real Trump backers. There may have been people who, in fact, were people who thought they supported the right, the conservative causes, but they obviously did not. You may have had people there who were, in fact, Antifa or BLM. When these people are arrested, I would very much like to find out, Brian. But again, this notion that automatically Trump backers are violent, that is not backed up by the evidence.
I didn't say all Trump supporters were violent.
That puts you at odds with a lot on the left. I'm glad to hear that, Brian, because there are those out there who are trying to make just that claim.
When you have the president's mouthpiece, the one man who has been there defending Trump through all these allegations, stand on stage and say, it's going to be trial by combat. The president was standing right next to him.
Who are you talking about, Brian? I'm not even sure who this person is. The only spokesman Donald Trump has ever had is Donald Trump.
Giuliani.
Who are you referring? Oh, Rudy. Look, Rudy, I don't think is a person whose word can often be considered definitive, okay? Anyway, I let you come back on. Thank you for your thoughts. Here is Michael in Spartanburg at 21 before 6 o'clock. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to be honest with you. I agree with everybody else that has called in this morning, this afternoon, and has told you that their civil war is coming.
Mm.
Civil war is coming. There's a civil war coming. I don't know when it's going to break off. I don't know how violent it would be, but there is a civil war out there heading our way for this country.
Mm.
And if anybody says otherwise, they're not seeing the big picture. The big picture is there is a civil war coming, and the left is already fighting it. And if we're going to sit around and say that there's nothing coming for us and it's not there yet,
what exactly do you mean by a civil war, Michael, if you don't mean it necessarily violent? I mean, certainly that we are going to have great differences. I agree. But, I mean, what do you mean by a, quote, civil war?
If they're infiltrating inside of Trump's support group, making it look like Trump did it, and then turns around and the House is taken over by the Democrats, the President's taken over by the Democrats, and the Senate's taken over by the Democrats, we are already there.
Well, if you're talking about great disagreements, I thoroughly agree. We're going to have great disagreements. So, we agree. Great disagreements are coming. We go to Chevy in Greenville. Hello, Chevy.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, listen. Okay, I have to agree with the caller before the last, the independent caller on a lot of things, and I guess the caller that just called just confirmed exactly what he was talking about. Now, you can pretend as if, oh, no, they're not talking about civil war. I mean, if you don't understand dog whistles, then you don't, but the rest of us do, okay? They're talking about violence, and they're talking about protecting Trump because Trump talked the same way. Trump talked big and tough, but see, what they don't know about Trump refused. He was drafted to go into war.
We've all heard that old saw, Chevy.
Right.
We frankly don't care. Now, you can talk all you want about dog whistles. Tell me what kind of dog whistles were being blown when we had major cities in this country that were ripped apart this past summer. Were those dog whistles, too?
I don't agree.
When you had the glad to hear that. You should make your feelings known.
I don't agree with any of that stuff either. But where was all of this? Can I ask you something? Where was all this object? Now you're talking about, okay, we need to wait and see who these people were. Where was all this when the Black Lives Matter was protesting? None of you guys were talking about, well, this may not have been the Black Lives Matter.
Chevy. I said exactly that. I said at the time. Just so you understand what it was I said, I'll say it. What I said was that you had peaceful protests that were organized, and then you had other groups that came in and took over those protests. And you had people who were genuinely trying to protest what happened to George Floyd, and you had other people who came along. You probably didn't know who George Floyd was, who just wanted an excuse to riot, to loot, and to burn. Now, when you're the cops out there, then how do you know when the crowds are all mixed together? But I said that at the time. We have seen a period in this country in which people who try to peacefully protest have had their protests hijacked on both sides. So don't say that all of us said this.
Okay. Well, most of you can serve 99%. You just that 5% that did. Okay, but look, just now you referred to most of Trump's rally as being peaceful.
Well, most of Trump's rallies were extremely peaceful, Chevy. You can look it up.
Can I finish?
Yes, you may, but just so long as you've got it straight. They had a record of being extremely peaceful. Now, go ahead.
Okay. I know you're defensive of Trump, but let me tell you this. Most of Biden's rally are peaceful as well. When you're talking about rallies versus protests, that's a different.
It's not hard to keep three dozen people peaceful, Chevy.
Okay, it doesn't matter. You're talking about protest versus rally as if you're talking apples and oranges, really.
I would agree. Apples and oranges, protests and rallies are not the same thing.
Protests,
but there are those who have assumed that every Trump gathering was automatically violent, and it was not. In fact, just the contrary.
The same way is on the other side. When you compare apples to apples, you see that Biden's rallies
were as I said, it is a lot easier to be violent when you're in a large group than when you're in a group of three dozen people.
Yeah, nah,
Biden didn't have very many rallies that could have possibly become violent.
The percentage doesn't matter because the protests, when they protest, some of the protesters were violent. And at these protests, when you get a lot of people.
Where exactly were all of these violent Trump protesters?
Violent Trump protesters.
Yeah, I mean, you have talked, for example, tell me about all the time that Trump protesters have, for example, broken into restaurants and started to harangue liberal people who are eating in the restaurant. Tell me about all of those times.
First of all, I don't know nothing about Trump's rally.
Well, I mean, maybe you don't, but I can tell you about Maxine Waters, the congresswoman from Los Angeles, Mama Doc Waters, who urged people to do just that. This is a member of Congress urging this kind of violent confrontation.
You can't even compare talking about someone urged people to do something. Trump urged the police to knock the crap out of him. He did not, actually, Chevy,
but our time has elapsed, and that's a very wonderful
thing. I know. You don't
we appreciate
that,
your thoughts.
You?
Well, no, what I don't want to do is go any later than we have to here. So thank you for your thoughts and your wonderful, intelligent, and insightful comments. This is 106.3 WORD, Jimbo for Charlie, and it's 15 before 6. Afternoon all, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. Appreciate your thoughts at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, also 106.3WORD.com, 101.5 FM in Anderson, and 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca. Our Ingalls Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. And the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Texter says, Jim Chevy provides a glimpse at what patriots are up against. He is definitely chugging the progressive Kool-Aid, Dan and Pickens. Well, there's a lot of that out there. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. There is no question about the fact that there are people who will try to take every excess that happens, every violation of the law, and blame it on not only Donald Trump, but all Trump followers, all supporters of the president, all people who work for the president. You're seeing that, for example, in social media now, where you are seeing efforts made to bring about what is fascism. That is one of the great ironies of our time. There is no more fascist organization in this country today than Antifa, which is supposedly standing for anti-fascist. That's one of the truly bizarre and tragic ironies of our time. But there are people out there who have been fed a steady dose of this. People have been taught this, the politically correct point of view, that if anything that I say offends you, that therefore they have the right to shut me up. That's taught on some, and I dare say many, college campuses. That is a fascist viewpoint. Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister for Hitler, dearly wishes he could have had at his disposal Twitter. Jack Dorsey, had he been born 80 years earlier, could have been Joseph Goebbels. But see, their view is that if they're pushing what they consider to be progressive ideas, then it doesn't matter. This is the double standard. This is the big lie. That is why when you see, again, an example I've used before, Al Gore taking his private jet to some global warming conference someplace, he's allowed. See, he's doing good. He's allowed to have the carbon footprint of a small country, whereas you as your SUV are a war criminal. That's the double standard. And as we have noted before, were it not for double standards, Democrats, in many cases, would have no standards whatsoever. Do you think, for example, for 1 minute, that Democrats would be interested in having conservatives break into restaurants, confront liberal clientele trying to eat a meal in peace, and shout and interrupt their meal, browbeat, intimidate? No, of course not. And yet you had a member of Congress, not just any old passing individual, but a member of Congress, Mama Doc herself, Maxine Waters, urging people to do just that. That's the double standard, and you're seeing the double standard again. Now then, Is Biden behind this? Not in so many words, although he certainly embraces the notion. And mostly, the most important thing about Joe Biden is that he's not likely to stand up and oppose it. Joe has always been a get-along, go-along kind of guy. Joe has never had a great many convictions. I've always said he had a great versatility of conviction. This was a guy who, when the Democrats were blowing in the right direction, he would move right. When they were blowing left, he'd move left. Well, they're blowing left right now. I do think that Joe Biden will be running his administration, but by running it, I mean that he will make sure that things go through him. He's wanted to be president for 33 years now, but he doesn't really have an agenda. So when he makes it clear to everybody that he's in charge, then he'll say, anybody have any ideas? Well, I'll guarantee you that the AOCs and Bernie Sanders and Pocahontases of the world have lots of ideas. And Joe has indicated a willingness to listen to all of that. And, of course, he makes such a big deal about identity politics, about this woman, that person of color. I mean, it's the Rainbow Coalition all over again. That doesn't mean having such people is a bad thing. What it means is that that being your sole criterion, that's a bad thing. When you do not select the best qualified individual, but you pick the best person who fits in a certain slot, then you get the kind of nonsense that we've been talking about. And we can expect a great deal of that. The main problem with Joe Biden is that he doesn't really have any particular viewpoint. And the people he's going to be listening to are people who have a very definite viewpoint. And unless you see Joe Biden stand up, then things could get pretty bad. The cabinet he's picked, given the circumstances, is actually somewhat comforting. Not that I care for a retread of the Obama administration, but given the alternative right now, the Obama administration is not as bad as Bernie would be, or not as bad as Pocahontas Warren would be, not as bad as AOC would be. Sometimes your choices are not between good and bad. Sometimes your choices are between bad and worse. And I would agree, Obama was bad, and that's what we're going to get a second helping of, a third helping of. But Sanders, AOC, Elizabeth Warren, they're worse. And again, to the extent that Biden listens to these people, and he does, then things can get worse. That's not a good sign looking ahead. As I say, I try to be optimistic. I try to find the glass half full. But in this particular case, the best I can see is that things are not going to be as bad, I think. That's where we are. All right, Jimbo for Charlie James, and the time now 3 minutes before 6 p.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.